Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. Glad you're here. And if you've been here before, good to see you again. If you've never been here before, what's up? Welcome.
This is exciting. Fun show for you to start on.
That's actually a very fun show for you to start on.
Yeah.
We actually had our big boss sit in the studio. And I thought she was going to give us feedback, but really, you just heard this laughing track in the background, kind of like,
kind of what you heard. Sonda. She's doing it now. She's doing it right now. You can probably hear it now. Thinks everything that I say is hilarious, obviously.
There you go. Oh, God, she's still here! Guys, she's still here!
Sonda! Anyway, we love Sonda a lot. I could be with Son.
How's you before calling her a producer?
Producer. I feel bad. No, it's not all right because you're actually a big boss, but I don't know what the title is, I don't know the title, I just know she's my boss.
Big boss.
All I know is I need to impress Sonda.
Big boss.
Yep. And I always do.
When do you not impress? Hey, big show. Had a lot of fun.
Huge.
Celebrity chattergrees, right? That's chattergrees with a celebrity.
It was very fun.
Very, very fun. Feedback Friday about something
Feedback
big.
Feedback Friday. It was wonderful. And now we have the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Feeling good, feeling great. Let's get on with the debate.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You are about to enter the debate club of hot nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Can I start one thing? You do that every week and you are the only one speaking. Like, it's like you're clearing your mouth, excusing yourself. None of us have said a word.
Because you know what? Because Max's little face going, sorry, our adjudicator's little face.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And he looks so like prim and proper.
I'm ready now.
Are you both done?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, oh, all right. Sorry, I'm ready. Yeah,
I know, right. It's not a joke. I know it's a joke.
Welcome.
Can't do that. I don't know about the cough.
Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club, where we discuss very important issues. And this evening's topic, it's more fun to be single than in a relationship.
Ah.
Now, I do understand that both of you are currently in relationships, and so I'm going to need you to take your personal feelings out of this and enter a fair debate.
Well, maybe not after this debate, if it gets out. Maybe one of us will be single. Who knows?
Yeah, whoever gets the single is...
Well, tonight, debating for the affirmative that being single is more fun is Mr. Sluggy.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Slime into that one.
Great.
All right, here we
Lucy,
go.
Lucy, turn your radio
Yeah, just
down.
Earmuffs. Just put the hands over your ears.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. If you're Sluggy's girlfriend, turn the radio off now.
Radios all across the country turn off. Okay. Let's be very honest and correct. It is much better to be single than it is to be in a relationship. Who wants to think about other people when you want to go and do your own things? Hey, when are you going to be home? Who cares? I'm not going to tell you because I don't have a girlfriend. I'm living my life single. What should we do for dinner tonight? There's no way. I'm not asking anyone. I'm just getting it. Doesn't matter what it is. Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to come over here? Do you want to sit on the couch? Put some pants on. All those different things you aren't going to listen to because you're single. I mean, we're not here for partnerships. We're here for leveling ourselves up. No one else. Plus, you can flirt with whoever you like. Let's be honest. It's a lot of fun. No repercussions.
Relationships add to your life. Obviously, you have someone to go everywhere with, overseas, to the pub, overseas, and to that you have a restaurant. You know, you can get a dog with this. There's time sharing in terms of chores, dogs. There's bill sharing in terms of if you live together. Also, if you're in a relationship that's structured the way you want it to be, you can be open, you can be monogamous, you can be polyamorous, you can do anything you really want to do. And if you aren't codependent, you can go and do things independently. You don't have to be quote-unquote held down by a relationship. I feel like if you feel that way, maybe you're in the wrong relationship. I don't know. That could be a thought. That could be a thought. Having someone with you at all times is great. And I've been single, I've been in a relo, and I prefer being in a relationship.
There we go. Rebuttals.
I'd like to direct everyone's attention to Abby saying you can have someone to go through your life with. First off, bit needy, and I actually think it's a little bit against your brand. Second,
you can go to your favorite. You can go to your favorite restaurants.
Go by yourself. Why do you need to have someone there with you? And while you're going to your favorite restaurant, oh, better pick a time that's good with them. You pick your own time because you're on your own schedule. Also, did you say time sharing bills? You have so much money. Who cares if you've got someone else to help pay them?
It isn't needy to want to have someone with you at, not all times, I guess. Maybe all times is the wrong thing to say, Rowan. Maybe it's needy. It's nice to have someone with you when you want to have someone. I've eaten so many dinners alone, especially in lockdown and COVID, so many sad dinners alone, eating whatever I wanted, wherever I wanted. But no, it's much more meaningful with a partner. It is nicer. It makes things a bit of je ne sais quoi. You know what I mean? It's nicer to have someone with you. You also can build a life together. And yes, splitting bills is important because honestly, I have a lot of bills. I live a luxurious life.
That you pay for very easily.
I bought a $45 shea butter.
And what about the other 9 you've got underneath the desk because you're just stocking up?
I actually was going to get 3 or 4.
I wouldn't have blamed you. That's a great idea.
I know, really.
Oh, sorry. Do the cough, mate. Do the cough. Thank you.
Sorry. It's like Pavlov's dog. It just makes me laugh every time.
You're Pavlov's dog.
I'm the dog.
Whatever, I don't get it.
Some interesting points brought up tonight. Rowan.
Thank you.
I believe you did say it was much better to be single because you can do what you want,
totally.
When you want,
yep.
How you want.
Totally.
Very interesting.
Well, it's a fact.
But Abby, you brought up that you should be able to do what you want, when you want, how you want, if you're in a healthy relationship. I found that very interesting.
Did you like so dramatic today?
Well,
I found that very interesting.
Now, although both of you did have very interesting debates this evening, I do think that one of the debaters did win with a particular comment. And they may have done so because they tried to hit me in the feels. And they made a comment about how lonely it would be to go out to dinner by yourself. No one wants to be alone and go out for dinner by themselves. And so for that reason, Miss Chatfield wins tonight's debate.
Hang on, I didn't say that.
No. I was saying, I've had so many dinners. You know, when Conrad and I first started dating, we were having dinner together and I started crying at home because I said, I've eaten meals alone for so long. Isn't that so sad?
I don't think that's sad.
Sorry,
I just think you're sad.
Wow,
no, it's
Abby.
Really sad.
Wow.
Isn't that sad? Because of COVID lockdown, living alone and being so single, you know?
By the way, I think I killed that. And I'm getting sick and tired of our debate club being
run by
our adjudicator's life.
It's actually worrying that you killed that because Lucy...
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights podcast.
So this weekend is my boyfriend Conrad's birthday. Some would call him Cherry Belly.
Cherry Belly.
And by some, I mean me.
You.
Exclusively. And we live together. So obviously I tell him every thought that I have. I'm also very inherently bad at keeping secrets. Like when I have NDAs that I can't, break, obviously. It takes everything in me. Like it takes everything in me to not break those NDAs. So it's high risk living with him, is where they're coming up. Now, I have accidentally told him about all 3 of his presents.
Right. Okay. Well, you didn't think maybe after the first one, I might stop.
Okay. Well, here's what happened. The first one, so this water bottle that I have, this Frank Green water bottle that I love that I bring into work all the time. And it makes me 4 liters.
They're the best.
Obsessed.
The best.
The best. Like, I drink 4 litres of water a day because of it, because it's so much fun to suck on.
It's the most fun.
It's, like, most fun to suck on, Frank. And so he, like, said that he wanted one ages ago, but he, like, couldn't afford it because they were expensive. Mm. And then I sent him, like, a screenshot, and I was like, what colour should I get? And then, and that was, like, okay. But then he saw that I got a new one, and it wasn't the colour that he said I should get. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, this isn't orange.
Yeah, he's not an idiot. Like, he's not an idiot, is he?
Like, and I was like, no. And he was like, did you change your mind after telling me you're definitely getting orange? And
you
I
just was say like, yes. You just say
and
yes.
I was like, and I was like, yes, yes. And he was like, okay. I've also gotten him, so that's like, he's figured that out, obviously, done. That's done.
That's okay. That's all right.
I also got him from Frank Green because he gets iced lattes every morning, and it's really hard to find a nice iced latte reusable cup.
Yeah, it's they're hard.
A coffee cup.
No.
Ice latte, very hard. And he loves his environmental king. So he hates it. Like, it makes him feel really sick every morning. So Frank Green have similar.
They do.
So I got him a 4-pack. But the other morning, I was like, oh, wouldn't it nice to have a, wouldn't it be nice to have like a little, like a takeaway, like a nice Frank Green cup? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, wouldn't you just like, and like, what color
would you? Why would you?
Like? Like, would you
see, want, this like, is what you do. Like, this is what you do. This is the conflict I part poke. Of you that just goes, it just goes, where's the chaos? Where's the chaos? Wouldn't it be nice if you had one?
Yeah. And I was like, wouldn't it be nice? And I was like, and what color? Do you think you want like all white or like different colors?
Abby.
I got him different colors.
Oh, that's cool. I agree with that.
And then the third one, he was talking to me about how the cologne that I got him for Christmas is almost out. And he was like, oh, I think I'll start mixing it with the other one that I have. And I was like, don't do that.
Ooh. What does he wear, by the way?
Well, the one that I got him was Aesop.
Really?
Karsh or something. Karsh.
Yeah, I know the one. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's nice. And I was like, maybe because you're going to get one soon. So I'm getting cologne for my birthday as well. And I was like, I don't know. Birthday fairy may have told me something.
You better not buy one, like, just in case.
Better not. And then also, he said that because he wants to get his like brain going better. Like, I think he's scared of like, he wants like a Sudoku king.
Wants to get his brain going better? What do you mean? He talks all right.
I think what it is he really doubts himself in terms of how smart he is.
He's a smart guy.
We watch these shows and they have like puzzles on them, and I always get them straight away because obviously genius. And then he struggles, and I was like, you should get a puzzle book.
It doesn't help though. At the end of the puzzles, when you go, gosh, you're so dumb.
He's like, oh, do you think that'd be good? I was like, I think that'd be really good. Maybe for your birthday, someone should get you a puzzle
book. Do some work, but someone should help you. Can I just say as well?
Every single thing.
Can I say as well? It is quite hard with birthday presents for the fact that when you're trying to buy someone something like cologne, it's very easy to go, oh, I'm almost out, and then just buy it on the way home. It's the same with like wash and stuff, like any of those type of things. It's like, you know, quite easy to nip off and get. It's very easy to just replace. So I understand the cologne one.
The water bottle, I was scared he was going to buy a new one.
You thought he was going to jump online and buy his own Frank?
He really wants one. Wanted one for a few months.
See, you've got things, all the things you've got him are potential him to pick up on the way home things. That's the problem.
Not the puzzle book. The puzzle book takes effort. I also couldn't find a puzzle book. Yeah. I also can't find a puzzle book. So now I'm told I'm getting a puzzle book and I can't get it.
He wouldn't figure out where to get it either. He wouldn't figure out
where to get it. I've got one actually that I have from lockdown before I'm a celeb. I got a puzzle book so I would have something to do in lockdown before I'm a celeb. Should I give him that?
Yeah, and give him the crayons that come with it.
Yeah.
Hot Nights, let me check this.
On a podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe,
it's time for celebrity categories, and I'm very excited because the person that we have on today is someone who I have a connection with. I did host the after party for the show that he was on. You know, I was watching his whole journey on Love Island. The person today is Gorgeous Taco.
Yay! Oh my man, I wish I would get introduced like that every single time I go anywhere.
Well, babe, thank I was following your whole journey. My job was literally to sit there, watch and take notes on everyone's, you know, their Love Island moments. So I know yours very well. Wow, firstly, man. Babe, quick question. Have you found love yet?
Definitely not, man. It's been tough. It's been tough for me in these streets, just as it was on the show, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's all for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy just doing me at the moment and just kind of going with the flow, really. So yeah,
absolutely.
It's no pressure.
Absolutely. Also, you and I are involved in a similar campaign, well, the same campaign for BWS, the Pay for Hooray campaign. Basically, BWS are being like a bit desperado, and they're like paying people to like wish a happy birthday and stuff. It's really iconic.
How much money are they doing?
I think it's like $20 for like, you get $20 if you say happy birthday to them. It's all these different things.
Should I do that
Taku,
for sure?
What's your favorite thing about this campaign?
Yo, my favorite thing is just to dance, man. Well, I mean, like, when you're getting paid to dance, like, it just makes it all the sweeter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm leaving so much sweat in my lounge room just trying to shake it off so I can get paid, baby. You get me?
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. We love BWS. You can go to bwsbirthday.com.au and you can enter and get some cashola for yourself. We love BWS. But you're here to play categories with us, Taku. And
let's get it, man.
Have you heard about the game before? Do you mean to explain it to you?
I've kind of heard about it, but like it's like...
I can explain
it. All right, let's...
Okay, so like this one has got like categories, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's three categories. The first category is my category. It's literally whatever I want. If you disagree with that, then like grow up and move on.
Mm-hmm.
The second category is your category has to be kind of reasonable. I have to have access to the information. And the third category is a surprise category chosen by our producers.
So what do you reckon? We play...
I think we play, baby. Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Amazing.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Celebrity Categories.
Names as buzzers.
Names as buzzers. Don't forget.
Names as buzzers. Names as buzzers.
You just got to yell Taku, right. and then that's your buzzer.
I'm pretty simple. I know what Taku's category is going to be.
Okay. Well, you won't know it because I am the Quizmaster, and I'm the categories man.
I feel like I know what it's going to be, and if it is this...
All right, so
like
when I have the answer, just got to yell my name, right?
You just got to yell your name.
Yep.
I got you.
All right, here we go. First category, Abby's category, and it is 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Do you know the show?
No.
See, me either, really, but Abby knows it, and it's her game, so we just have to grow up and move on. Here comes the question.
What's up? We're good.
Okay.
Here comes the category.
Yep.
Name one of the other spin-offs from the original 90 Day Fiancé. Abby, yes.
90 Day Happily Ever After, 90 Day Fiancé, the normal one.
Okay, just needed
90 Day
just
Before
needed
the
one,
90
just
Days.
Just needed one. So there you go.
Damn, girl.
There you go, Taku. That's how you play. That's how you play the game.
Yo, I'm like, yo, this is definitely Abby's game. All right, let's go.
This is definitely Abby's
Taku,
game.
It's time.
Well, now it's your category, Taku, and your category is Love Island Season 3, Australia.
Let's go.
I thought it was going to be
she was a host too, so let's go.
You thought it was going to be fragrances, Abby.
Yeah, so Taku loves colognes and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm the fragrance guy, baby. So if you're smelling bad, I'm going to catch you out and I'm going to put you on some good stuff. I got you.
All right, here we go. Here comes the category. Here comes the question. If you don't get this one right, Taku, hey, you out. You lost.
Out.
So let's get it done.
Okay, I got you.
Let's do it. Name one of the original girls that entered the villa on the first day.
Abby.
Abby for the win.
Jess.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Was that Jess?
Yeah, Jess. Yeah, I got Jess here.
Yo.
You were there, Taku.
Yo.
You were there.
Nah. The thing is, I didn't watch your back.
The benefit of being forced to take notes.
Hey, let's run it back.
Hey, it's done. Too late.
Oh, my God. Do we have a third category?
Oh, we can do another. We do. Hey, would you get this one? The random category was cocktails. Are you good with cocktails?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
Okay, Taku, let's go.
All right, here comes the question. What spirit is used to make a traditional mojito?
Abby.
Taku.
Oh, Abby.
Bacardi.
Yeah, white rum is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Girl, you are quick with it, man, innit?
She's quick with it, man.
So my trick is you have to yell your name before you know the answer. Gamble,
just before
bro.
It's done, huh? Because I was like, damn, I got to hear everything. Maybe it's just the internet, you know what I mean? Maybe
it could be the delay.
You guys are with girls, or I don't know.
It could be the delay.
The Wollongong internet.
Taku, thanks for joining us. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Everything I Know About Love is now streaming only on Stan, the brand new series. It looks awesome.
Looks great. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I know I said that I would, but I've been a bit busy.
Well, time poor, you know. It's
a bit time poor. I know there's been dramas going on, but this weekend... I'm going to do it because Comrade's going away.
Well, it's funny because it really follows like a
really follows like a lovely, you know, like a nice share house vibe.
Yeah, it does. Have you ever had dramas in a share house?
Yeah, I once ate one of my housemates all their lollies and they refilled the bowl and I just ate them all again. And I was like, I'll refill these, and then never did it and realised that I was that guy.
So I was about to tell you a story about something similar happened to me, but I was the victim, not the perpetrator.
So you were the victim.
So my ex-housemate, mum made me banana bread one time.
Oh, I love banana bread.
For the share house, but obviously that implies like one slice for everyone else. And like I get that for lunch for the whole week. I said, oh, you can have some banana bread if you'd like, girls. Next morning, whole loaf gone.
Well, it's a share house. They shared it. Yeah, they shared it.
I didn't get any of my mum's banana bread. And I can't get that back. Handmade from Laura.
Well, there might be like a banana bread vibe in Everything I Know About Love.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's some sort of redemption there because it scarred me.
Yep. We'll just have to double check. Yep.
Fingers crossed.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
First date Friday. Time to get nosy.
Time to get real nosy.
Time to get nosy. Here's what happens. Every Friday we get a beautiful caller on to tell us all about a potential date they're going on the weekend.
Yeah.
We get nosy as anything. We ask them all the questions, all the dirty questions. I don't want to bring the voice like it's already after 8:40.
No, it's not after 8:40, so be very careful. No. We're sensible over here.
We give them some moolah.
Yep.
And then on Monday, we hear how it went.
Yeah. By the way, everyone, if you haven't heard this before, the $100 payment is kind of the bribe because we want people to tell us about the date and then also come back. And if we give you the $100, you're obliged. Bad. You're obliged to come back.
Some haven't come back.
Actually.
Some haven't.
Actually.
And they've been ones we've really cared about.
They haven't come back, have they?
Yeah. And we've kind of been like.
Where'd that money go?
Like, was that a scam? Like, did we get scammed?
We're going to have to do better with the money hash come back type of vibe, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Maybe they get 50 now, 50 later.
break them off half 100%. Again. Anyway. We might have to figure that. Okay, all right. Today.
Off air chat.
Off air chat. Take that offline for sure. Michaela, hello.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi, Michaela. We're great. So you have a first date this weekend.
Yes, I do. And there's a little bit of a story behind it as well.
Hit me.
So basically, I went to the footy with my sister last weekend and we went to the pub afterwards for a few drinks. She saw a familiar face and we got talking. I was kind of flirting with him. Turns out she had hooked up with him a few weeks ago, but she's a lesbian. So he's not interested, but I am. So he asked me out on a date.
Okay, now. I don't want to be rude here, Michaela.
You take this, Abby. You take this.
Do you feel like he's being like, oh, I'll get as close as I can to the other sister that I've already gotten with?
Probably not, because she is interested in his friend now.
Totally cool. So was their hookup like a D floor pash?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was like a little drunken D floor pash, and then they were like, haha, this is so funny.
Yeah, and obviously now he's got the better sister.
Duh, obviously.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's how Jolly must feel at me. Okay, cool. So I'm nervous about this. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I would feel weird if someone had kissed my sister, but the lesbian aspect does help. It does help.
It adds.
Clarification.
It adds.
And she obviously couldn't care less.
No,
it's more about
not.
How he feels about it. Okay, so, but you're fine with that and that's all that matters. Where are you going on a date? What's the plans? Like, are we nervous?
A little bit nervous. Always a bit nervous before a date.
Of course.
He said that he's picking me up and we're going for Japanese and then dropping me home afterwards. That's pretty much all I know.
He's already organised dropping you home afterwards.
Yes.
Interesting.
And I told him that he needs to open the door for me.
Oh,
he has to open the door for you.
Jeez.
See, I get really angry when a door is open for me. I get really angry.
You don't like it, do
you? I'm like, I can do it myself. I get very irritated. But if you like that, that's great. I'm glad you've set clear boundaries. So I would say don't open a door for me and also I can pay for myself. Thank you so much.
It's at a point now where Abby opens the door for me.
Do I actually?
Sometimes
I
you don't. Yeah, sometimes I go, So, Michaela, are you getting a kith type of vibe or what's
you
the vibe?
You think you're getting a kith? Well, they've already kithed, haven't they?
No, the sister kiss.
We did kiss on Sunday night.
My apologies.
At the pub as well. Yes, we did. But only once. but it was pretty good, and I am definitely hoping that I can go back for a second.
And a third and a fourth and a...
A double kiff.
A double kiff.
Perhaps he won't be dropping me home later.
Wow, okay.
That's
right.
What I was thinking before Michaela when I said he's organised a drop home already, I feel like. Can he scrap those plans?
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Well, fingers crossed. Like, is he doing anything interesting for work? Or, like, what do we know about this man? All we know is that he kissed both you and your sister.
Not, he's a tradie.
Okay.
But what we kind of tradie? Really spoken, like carpenter, I think.
Vibes approved.
Good on the tools. Good on the tools.
Yeah, good on the tools. Good on the tools. Yep.
Can fix my bed when he breaks it, maybe.
There we go. Oh. That's what we wanted to hear, baby. Looking forward to it, Michaela.
Oh, my God. Well, Michaela, I'm excited about Monday.
Naughty,
please.
Naughty Michaela.
Please keep in touch with us. Please
don't leave.
We've been ghosted a few times.
We may actually just send you 50 so that you have to come back for the other 50.
Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. I'll take it. I'll be back anyway.
Thanks, Michaela.
All right, good on you, Michaela. At Hot Night to Abby, if you are also going on a date, please, we could maybe flick you some cash for some date vibes just for us to be nosy. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's me.
Today we are checking out.
Hello, welcome back to my channel.
All right, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Influencers, you know, they're around.
You're one.
They're here. I'm one. You're one. Marco's one. My dog. My boyfriend's one.
Look at me,
Jesus,
go.
I'm just surrounded by influencers.
By the way, I'm wearing my new pair of Puma Classic Suede 11s.
That you were sent?
Yep, by the legends at Puma. Thank you, Puma. I'll talk to you later.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, babe, sorry. Am I the influencer of the week this week? No, I don't
think that. We've already done that little joke.
Sorry.
So we dissect influencers' behaviour throughout the week, and this week we have someone that I actually know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. She's actually very good friends with a friend of the show, Kath Ebbs. Our first dump we ever did was with one of my best friends, Kath Ebbs, was wearing.
We also need to have a discussion, can have it offline, whether or not Kath is still banned from the show.
Well, Kath's very good friend and also my, you know, outside acquaintance, Cartier Milan, has uploaded a photo by accident.
Mm.
And there's kind of a very obvious, morphing of stairs behind her. Now, what are your thoughts, Rowan?
On what?
You said you can't wait to talk about it. You saw this. What are your thoughts on on the photo?
No, I said I saw it. And... Yeah, it looks like, I mean, that's definitely not like a Willy Wonka house. That's just like a normal house. So, like, those stairs should probably just be flat, right, and straight.
Yeah. But what do you think of Cartier? Do you think less of Cartier?
No, it could have probably just an accident.
It was 100% just an accident. This is the thing. And the Daily Mail are making out, look, influencer is busted photoshopping her glamorous fashion shoot after fans spy a glaring mistake. Babe, I reckon she was turning up her exposure
and
on
whatever
app.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Gone, because also she very, 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 like, famously, and I followed her for ages, like, even before I was on Bachelor or anything, because she never edits any of her photos. Like, that's why I really like following her, because she edits, like, the colours, but never morphs her body at all. So, like, when I saw this, I was like, she literally did not. But people are like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Like,
but for those who haven't seen the photo, it is, like... exaggerated curve. It's like it looks. Even my dad would go, "Oh, what's she done to the photo?" Like it is really
by accident.
Yeah, it's not even like she's because it's just the step that is kind of curved. Her body.
It isn't like her waist is
waist
in
isn't
or
curved,
like
no.
it's nothing like that. It's literally just the stairs. But I think it's very funny, like how easily people jump onto influence and like see she's editing her photos. It's like yeah.
Did you think that's what I was gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna come.
No, listen. Are you going back to that time when I said Shani Griffin should just post the content straight away?
Yeah.
Once you described it, now I understand. See, I didn't understand these things.
Mm.
But now I do.
I'm having a go at you. I like to educate you. I like you.
No, you like to catch me.
No, I don't.
You like to catch me.
I like you being the voice of the listener who doesn't understand.
I'm okay with that.
And me explaining it to you. That's what I like. I'm okay with you. I just like explaining it to you because you always accept my explanation.
I do accept
it. Is it because my name's on the show? I don't know.
No, it's because we're having a nice conversation. Stop showing off to the boss standing there, by the way. Just stop. You're stopped.
The boss is literally right next to me and she laughs everything that I say.
Yes.
It's very, very nice.
It's actually in her contract to be the boss, to laugh at the talent.
Everything Abby says.
Yeah, everything.
McCartier commented on this and she was like, to be fair, I've been a page for a while, fan of the page for a while now. I'm weirdly honored to have my first appearance on Celeb Spellcheck, which is where this kind of like broke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone was like, why? Why did you do this, Cartier? Why did you do this? And she was like,
why, Cartier? Why? You've let us all down, Cartier. Why?
Suddenly, no. Cartier, have you decided to edit your photos, Cartier?
You idiot, Cartier. You've like, the photos, Cartier.
Like, she just goes, I genuinely wish I could explain. Yeah, I truthfully wasn't anybody or anything. I just think I bumped the key and swiped up.
She would have. You're right, too, directly with the exposure. I 100%
think she did that. Because why would she edit the stairs to be that way? And I think it also like...
no one would do that.
It's also the classic thing of like everyone assuming that influencers are like these like devils that are trying to trick them at all times. And they think they're being smart by being like, no, she was trying to... Why, Cartier? Why? Explain it to us.
No.
Be held accountable, Cartier.
How dare you be held accountable.
And it's like, maybe Cartier just had a bit of, you know, a bit of croissant in her finger and slipped, you know.
Maybe Cartier puts up so much content that she hasn't got time to proof all her content because it's just so good and it goes out all the time.
Absolutely. Well, I love you, Cartier, and I think you're great. And I would have kept it up and just done an edit in the caption and be like, lol.
Lol. Well, Cardi Malala is our influence of the week. And next, hit.com.au, register yourself. You can celebrate your friend. You win $200. Hot nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You know what we love?
We love a lot of things.
Celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And we love friends.
And we love cash as well.
So those three things put together.
It sounds like Abby Chatfield.
It's our dream. It's our dream little segment, isn't it?
It actually is our dream segment.
It's actually our dream. It's actually our dream. And after this, we're like, where can we go from here? You know?
I don't think we can go anywhere else.
And cash.
Righto, pack her up. That's it. That's all we're done.
But before then, we've got to give some cash away.
Absolutely, yeah. Register at hit.com.au and tell us about your friend and why they should be celebrated to win $200 cash at the brand new series Everything I Know About Love is now streaming only on Stan. Thanks to them, we've got some money to give away.
Thank you, Stan.
Oh, absolutely.
So, who have we got?
Hello to you, Amy.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, fantastic. Amy. Do you have a friend you want to celebrate? And if so, what did they do?
So we were at my house to cup the drinks, and she's into her drawing. So she started drawing one of my ex's faces on like a piece of paper.
Great.
Both sides. Mm. I didn't know what she was doing with it. And then she started we meshed it together and we started stuffing it. And then basically we went outside and she put on some like seance music. And it was sort of just like a ritual.
An exorcism?
Yeah.
Close to that. I would have liked that.
And then so you just danced around the photo or...?
Well, we burnt his face of the photo.
Yep. I've done that.
I have done that as well.
I've burnt letters. Well. I've burnt physical items of clothing that he's left.
My friend, when I used to live in Canada, my friend Katie was like, couldn't get over this bloke. And we said, burn the photo.
Burn the photo.
And then almost like forgot about him. It was so weird.
Did it seance vibes? Did it help, Amy?
Yeah, no, it really did. So like I occasionally see him and it's just like honestly no fucks to give when I see him. I was like, nah, not worth my time.
Good.
We love
that. And then she proceeded to spit on his burnt face and pretended to shit on his
Well, listen.
Anyway, good friend.
Good friend. For you. Do you like money? $200 for you. Just no more. Just wowee. Good on you, Amy.
Are you going to give her half, you half? Are you going to keep it all for yourself or give it all to her?
I'll give her half.
Half.
Yeah.
I reckon half.
I think that's fair.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Well done. We love that story.
We love that story. Look after yourself this weekend. Amy. Awesome. $200 going to Amy and her friend as a celebration. By the way, I don't know if I want to celebrate all of that story, but she does get all of the money. The brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, now streaming only on Stan. Hit.com.au is where you register to get yourself some money. Hot nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Can I give you some advice?
How do you think it went?
How do you think it went, you donut?
Give us some feedback. We love notes.
Oh, we love it.
We love it. It adds to the algorithm. It gives us more attention. And we feel more loved and seen and validated by feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes feedback can be positive, negative, neutral, funny, boring, silly, and we love it all because no matter what you do, if you're commenting, you're helping us out. Keep that in mind, Trolley McTrollisons.
Totally. I even got a lovely little DM this week. I tell you what, I've been enjoying the request folder. It just, you know, people have a folder and they just drop something in there. I've only had one hate one so far, which is really nice.
What did it say?
It said, well, the hate one said, I don't know if I told anyone this, the hate one said, do you love the microphone as much as your own mother? And I said, yes. I said, yes, I do. And get out of my inbox.
Yes. It's I enjoy funny. My job. It's very fun.
But someone wrote in here.
We're going to work for a couple of hours every day and we just have fun. Yes, I do love it.
Yeah, heaven forbid.
Wow, good one.
Good one.
Oh, do you love your really fun job? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I love
actually,
it.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Love it.
Got some feedback, babe. So, and it isn't just about me anymore. It's also about you.
Oh, that's nice.
Someone said, Slugsy, mate, I just started listening to you in Chatsy and I love you guys. And look, the rest has cut off, so I'm not sure.
It says, yeah, well, I got it here. Love you so much. Listened to about 10 episodes today and I got to say, you had me howling.
Oh, hilarious. That's hilarious. Good.
Thank you for that.
But people also went very happy with my video getting mad at you about you supporting the Blues. Now, it wasn't about the fact you supported the Blues. It was about the fact that you always try to upset me.
No, it's not.
And you are continually contrarian. And you get a little smirk. Even Comrade said he smirked before he said that because he knows it will hurt you. He knows what he's trying to do.
That's actually false. Anyway, I smirked after I said it because I knew it would get you.
Someone said, Jesus Christ, settle down, princess. It isn't the end of the world. Yeah, babe. I'm aware. I didn't even watch the game. I don't care.
It's still go Blues, by the way. It's still go
You know
Blues.
What this thing is as well? Sometimes, just a reminder, everyone, sometimes people have, like, personalities and they're able to be entertaining and they're able to, like, have, you know, joke around.
Jovial.
And show enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Because they know it's funny for me to scream at you. That's funny in our friendship.
Yeah.
Sometimes the hilarity is being irrational, princess.
And sometimes we get sometimes you and I get very irrational
because
we
can. Fun. And
it's
funny. And we commit to a bit. We commit to a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. I was chatting to the big boss, you know, DC, our big boss, and I was like, what do you think of the show? He said, I love it, but just make sure it's not too in. Which means if you have a bit, make sure everyone else knows about it.
And sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, we still do it.
Someone said though about you. Tasmanian, that was our other big boss, laughing at that joke. So thank you, Son. Double to Dave Cameron.
Thank you. Don't tell Dave. Love you, Dave.
Someone said Tasmanian, Rowan gets two opinions, one for each head.
Thank you. That was probably Mum. So thank you, Mum.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
So obviously I had a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was that I am panelling on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
And I always love when I have announcements like for this show, for, you know, last year's after party, anything good for me always comes with amazing supportive comments, but also really funny, clearly just like jealous kinds of people.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the judges. It's great. One of the judges. Yeah, you're not doing the sound at the back. You are one of the judges.
I cannot wait. I'm not.
I heard you say you were paneling, and I was like, is she a techie? What's
no,
going
I'm on? A panelist. We're on a panel.
We pay 14-year-olds at the radio station to do that.
Anyway. So people said, Kris Jenner works hard, but your agents work harder. Congratulations, Jeff. And that's right. My agent, Ben, works very hard. I call him all the time. Might call him after this, actually. Love him.
He does work hard. He called my agent today, and they just yarned about things. I was like, they work hard, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, they work hard. What's the next one?
Said, F yeah, can't wait to tune into you ripping into Husey. See, here's another thing. Abby loves Husey.
I love Husey. People don't get that. Husey after this million times. He was the only one that was nice to me after The Bachelor.
Yes.
The only radio person who wasn't a complete asshole to me. And he said, I reckon you did nothing wrong. So I will always defend Husey, unless he says something silly, in which case I will have
been doing. He's also been on the show just because he was just in here. So he popped in and said hello.
He said hello.
He's so lovely.
Gave me a call to say congrats about the show.
Yeah.
And my new role with him. I love him. I love Husey.
He's quite similar to you too. If you're nice to him in the office, he'll just pull like $1,000 cash out of his pocket and just go, here, enjoy your weekend. Cheers, Hughes. He's got so much money. He's got more than you.
I can't do that. He's got way more than me. So go for Husey, not me.
I don't know if he does. Oh, yeah.
Someone commented, 3 out of 4 are great.
Now, that's not a very nice way to talk about Chrissy Swan. That's not a very nice way. By the way, we love Chrissy Swan.
I love Chrissy Swan, even though she's on a rival network. Enough speaking about her. Enough. And I talk about her, but we love her a lot. Enough. We can't hype her up too much. Don't change the channel.
No.
Someone said a beautiful comment about me.
Mm-hmm.
bottom of the barrel with Abby Chatfield. Sorry. Won't be watching. How she is there beggars belief. What an ex-contestant on Bachelor. What, we have no one else better qualified? Turns out, actually, they decided no.
Turns out they went, we don't have anyone better.
Better qualified, so Chatfield.
So let's just get this national radio host, business owner to do it.
Top six podcasts in the nation. You know, I've hosted TV shows before. Like, yeah, there actually wasn't anyone better qualified. Turns out.
Turns out.
And that's fine. Someone also commented being like, I saw someone being like, she only got it because everyone else quit. Yeah, that's like how jobs work.
It's literally how jobs work.
It's like how jobs work.
People quit, you get a new job.
People quit, then someone has to replace the role.
Oh, this is a nice one. I have to say, it's inspiring seeing someone with ADHD do and accomplish so much. I struggle with a lot, but you are giving me hope.
That's nice. That's very nice. I do have a lot of breakdowns, though, but still, we're still doing it. We're still employed.
And the last one here was, I'm starting to realise that when Abby says she's busy, she's actually really busy.
Are you believing it now, Rowan? Are the listeners believing it now that I actually
have a lot on? I've believed it for a long time.
You'd have. Because you know what the issue is? I have so many secret things that happen months and months and months before that I will have like a week of like hell and I can't tell anyone about it. Like, all you do is sit out your influencer. All you do. Mm. No. I'm filming secret things at photoshoot secret things.
I would say if you're listening, I would say, because I'm in here every night with Abby, I would say you would see and hear of probably one in every five.
Yeah. And then one day, like today.
That's something will pop up.
I literally uploaded the thing. Yesterday I uploaded the little announcement.
Yeah.
And Trin came running in and was like, this is so exciting, because no one knows. No one's allowed to know until it happens.
No one knows. So.
So I am busy. All right. Thank you. Give me some sympathy.
And hey, give us some comments. Give us some DMs. It all helps the algorithm. Feedback Friday on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Love you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield finished up for another Friday and another week. With Abby Chatfield at the end of her tether.
Okay. So long, farewell, I'll be the same again.
It's not good with a delay. It's a delay.
The delay's
bad,
adieu.
Man.
So long, la, la, la. Oh.
I feel like the echo filter. Jesus. You know, you were like, you're kind of like the DJ with the echo filter. Just blah, 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 blah. But anyway.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that like a cool
thing? That is
thing
cool, actually. Sitting there with your tie-dye jumper on, looking like it's 3 a.m. out the back of Mum and Dad's porch.
I actually do like that, don't I?
Come back to mine. I've got drinks at home. Yeah. Oh, everyone's got one, haven't they? Everyone's got one.
Guys, I'm so cold. Can we just go home? Every time, me.
You, 10 mates, carton back to ours. Anyway, stay safe, everyone. Good luck. Have fun. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-